Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone.
Yes, aloha.
I want to welcome you once again to Free Inside Ministry.
Yes.
And tonight's program, so blessed to have you. This is Brother Bulla. I'm here with Sister Lynn.
Aloha.
And also Pastor Dr. Kawa Kwan.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So blessed to have a full house.
Yes.
Because no matter which way you look at it, a full house is a good house.
In three the name braided of Jesus. Cord.
Three braided cord is right. You know, just blessed to have everyone here tonight. And bring a good message, an encouraging message. And, you know, if you want to drop a line to us, one of the best ways to do that is our address. And that's P.O. Box 89253. And that is Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. And that's the easiest way. But we do have a website, and that is freeinsideministry.org. And if you're in the social media, you can find our Facebook page of Free Inside. And that happens to be in 45 countries, 45 languages. Nothing about Pastor Kwan or Sister Lynn or Rev Boo, it's all about Jesus.
All about Jesus.
Because yes. The last time I checked, I can't speak Armenian, but people in Armenia are following us. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You know, because there's power in the name of Jesus,
yes,
my brother.
There is.
There's power in the name and power in the blood of Jesus. And I don't know where you're at. You could be on this side of the fence or that side of the fence. But we've come here tonight just to give you an encouraging word, not to discourage you. We come to lift you up, not put you down. And we're not going to really preach. We're just going to try and reach out to you if we could tonight.
Amen.
And we're going to start with a good brother of ours, Jeff Rasmussen and James Rubin. Recently, we had a concert up at First Assembly of God Red Hill. And it was a fundraiser concert to earn the funds to take our ministry team that's going to do a water baptism upcoming in the month of May in Saguaro, Arizona.
Amen.
In Eloy, Arizona.
Praise God.
Looking forward to doing that. We did that about a year or so ago. About 120, 130 men got baptized.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the water, outside in the yard. Powerful time. You know, where you do a water baptism, it's an outward expression of your inward commitment and faith. And it's just something when you get baptized. And, you know, Carrie Underwood has that song, "There's Something in the Water." I'll
tell you. Something in the water.
There's something in the water.
That's right.
Powerful. Lives are changed. In fact, some of the brothers that were there that got baptized have since are out now and going to church, and they're doing okay and getting plugged in, which is the main
Amen.
Thing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
But we want to give glory to God on high. We're going to let Jeff Rasmussen actually take
All
us
right,
into that,
Jeff.
And we'll come back with a powerful message
yes.
right after that.
Stars in the sky, questions coming to my mind, asking how and why. What makes them twinkle and sparkle like diamonds to my eyes? Glory to God on high. Isn't it amazing how the mountains touch the sky? And how the sun sinks to the ocean and the breezes blowing by. Look around you and see all the beauty that God provides. Oh my, glory to God on high. mother's pain is all forgotten. Holding her blessing in her arms. Watching them grow as they start to blossom before your eyes.
Brother Jeff and Brother James in prayer, just so blessed and so grateful that they were able to help us out when we had our fundraising concert. And what a wonderful evening. You want me to give a shout out to all those that are in the facilities, be it Wayava, be it Halava, FDC, OCCC, the women's facility, even Saguaro, Arizona. You know, this radio program from Free Inside Ministry is for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. But you and I both know you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. There's a lot of people walking the streets right now that are more in bondage by sin that ensnarls their heart than some brothers that I know that are serving life terms in the facilities in Arizona.
Amen.
Because of the Spirit of the Lord is...
there is freedom.
Hallelujah. And who the Son sets free
is free indeed.
See, our anchor verse for this program is Jeremiah 29:11. Because if anything we can give you would be hope. And it says so in the scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. What I share with you, my brothers and sisters, is that it says plans.
Yes.
There is an S. That is a plural. There is more than one. If plan A doesn't work, don't worry. God has plan B. If plan B doesn't work, don't worry. God has plan C.
Lord.
You keep
Thank
doing what you can
Lord.
Do and allow God to do what he can do. Sometimes we have to exhaust the natural so that the supernatural can come down.
Amen. Yes.
Because if we can resolve the situation on our own, then what do we need God for? But sometimes we have to get through all of our resources to realize finally who our source is. And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, he is.
And just blessed. And, you know, we're going to focus this evening. You know, welcome once again to Pastor Kawa Kwan.
Hallelujah.
And from the Lamb of God Church. Is that a fourth generation church, Pastor?
Oh, yes. Ooh. It just started off with the great-great-grandparents, and it just moved on down the line. There's just something beautiful about the succession, not just because it's family, but it's of the same heart, the same vision.
Amen.
You know, I can't remember when I was little and they held me and they was praying all over. Mm. But I knew one thing. They prayed for me.
Prayer.
And I knew that my father, when he accepted the call upon his life, my grandmother shared the vision. It was a dream that she had, and he was watering the plants.
Mm.
Amazing, yeah? These dreams. Simple people. Just simple enough to sit there and passionately love God with all their hearts.
Amen.
I know they didn't have the afforded education that today has. Neither did they have that religion called Google.
Yes.
And they could go. But they just had pure sit down.
No Twitter.
Open the Bible and just pray.
Amen. The old-fashioned reading old of the book.
Old-fashioned sit down and just believe.
Amen.
Kind of like what we're going to talk about tonight.
Well, sometimes the wonderful thing is when we step away from the world and we step into the Word, how things become more clear.
Yes.
How the Lord's able to use that time to talk to us. Because sometimes when we're doing everything that we got to do in the hustle and bustle and doing what we got to do, we don't have time. We don't have an ear. We don't have the patience. We don't have the wherewithal to hear the voice of the Lord. Sometimes, and many of you say, but Pastor Bula, God blew a storm. He blew me all off course. No, my brother, my sister, God put that storm to blow you on course. Because the course you were on was not God's course.
Not of God.
And you have to remember, you were made in the likeness of His image.
Yes, you were.
Hallelujah.
Right. Praise God.
You know, that leads right into where we're going in. And we're going to be, for those of you who have your swords, and I wish you do, because if I told you we was going to go boogie boarding, the first thing you do is grab your board and your fins. If I said that we're going to go down to the park and play football, you can grab the football and some flags. If I say we're going to go swap meet, you can grab your slippers and one hat because it's going to be hot.
That's right.
When we go to study the Word of God, you got to grab your sword because we fight against the principalities of evil and darkness. It's a spiritual battle, my brothers and sisters.
Right.
We are the little pawns on the chessboard, and they're up there moving the pawns around. But you see, status quo got to go in 2015.
Ooh,
because if you want to have, if you want to change your life,
you
want
a breakthrough,
then you got to change your life.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you want change, you got to change.
Amen.
It's not going to be the guy to you to the left or the right. It's going to start with you. And, you know, it's not about your wife. It's not about the judge. It's not about the attorney. Yeah. It's not about the administrator. It's not about the ACO officer. If you start with yourself, control what you can control and look for change and try and change and look for the good in everything, I guarantee you what you look for, you will always find.
Amen.
No matter what you do. If you're going to look for the bad, you're going to find the bad. I guarantee you that. But if you look for the good, unbelievable what your eyes will be open to, what your eyes available to. It's in the book of 1 Samuel 16. Now, if you know this, it's when Samuel was commanded by the Lord to go and find the new king. Because he says, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Already God cut Saul's line.
Yeah.
And he told Samuel, fill thine horn with oil and go. I'll send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons.
Mm.
Now, Samuel, even though he's listening to the word of God, sometimes when we hear the word, we go like, really, Lord? Really? You really want me to do that? Because, you know, it's kind of scary over there. Same thing Samuel said. He said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill
me. He's going to kill
me. Right.
Already, already you have Samuel having doubt in what the Lord has ordered him to do. And that's just like you and me. That's like all of us. Sometimes we hear a word from the Lord that, I don't know about that mission trip. Nobody's gone to that part. I don't know about going into that prison. Nobody's gone into that prison before. You know, we get doubt. But you see, that's not of the Lord. Doubt is not of the Lord.
That's right.
And Lynn, can you read, when we get down to, can you read verses 5 through 7?
Yes. And of course, this is chapter 16. Samuel anoints David. Samuel replied, yes, in peace, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord.
Yeah.
But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Thank you, Jesus, for doing that.
Pastor Kwan, how natural is that? So many times we always look at the outside.
Yes.
Yeah, that's only common to everyone. But I'd like to read from the Amplified Version.
Amen.
The same verses, starting from verse 5. And he said, peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he consecrated Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. When they had come, he looked on Eliab, the eldest son, and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his appearance or at the height of his stature, for I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And in the Jesus book, it's not printed in the Old Testament, but the verse that we're concentrating right now is in verse 7, where the Lord is talking to Samuel.
The Bula book.
In the Bula book. Kelku, go talk story to Samuel. No, look how the bugger look. No matter how tall, how high he stay tall or how wide, I wouldn't cancel him already. Because Kelku, we don't see how you guys see it on there. You guys down there, you only look how good he look on the outside.
Hallelujah.
How the glam he look at that. But get cool. I'm going to look all the way inside, to the inside of his heart.
Amen.
He just doesn't look at the surface.
Yes, not on the outside, only the inside.
Well, the easiest way to explain that is just like when you picking teams like at Crane Park, and you go down and pick up games, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you get the two guys, okay, the two captains, so-called captains, yeah, yeah, right? It's called the first look test. Yeah. I'm like the tallest guy. I like get some rebounds.
Exactly. Right.
But they don't know that 6'4" Chinese guy, not too good. He get two left feet. But hey, from first look, Bucka's tall. We only about 5'9".
Pick that's one.
Right. He don't know. Get the 5'8" Tongan kid. Going out muscle this guy. Out rebound this kid. Out hustle this kid. It's that first look test. So the same thing is going on here. As Samuel is looking at him, the Lord says, hey, no, look at how they look, bro. Looking inside, you don't know what they have inside. It's just like when local kids, they go and play football, right? And I used to coach some football. And kids from Hawaii, we don't meet for Division I football. We're just not as tall. We're just not as big as how they want.
That's exactly. Right.
But the one thing that doesn't show up on that piece of paper, how big that heart
is.
Big
yes.
heart.
And that's the thing. Kids from Hawaii, they just play all out. They all leave it all heart. On the foot. And it's the heart. They leave it all on the field. And many coaches are beginning to realize that in the college ranks, because it's the heart that's going to drive them when they got
that's
nothing
right.
left for drivers.
That's right.
And so right here, you see the Lord is telling Samuel, see, you're looking at the outside, boo. Can't look at the outside. I see what you cannot see. So just listen to what I tell
His
you.
His thoughts are that's much right. higher.
And then we go through the next few verses, then from about 8 to 11.
Then Jesse called Abinadab, and him, and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen this one either. Jesse then had Shema pass by. But Samuel said, nor has the Lord chosen this one. Jesse had 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, the Lord has not chosen these. So he asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest, Jesse answered. I'm sure at the time Jesse's going, oh boy. He is tending the sheep, Samuel said. Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Hallelujah.
Wow. Praise God. That is so true. And then, you know, when you look at all this, again, looking at the external part of
That's
everything
right.
that makes it all go. So I'll read the Amplified version. And it starts off by saying this. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. But Samuel said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shema pass by. Samuel said, nor has the Lord chosen him.
Jesse made
7 of his sons pass before
one
Samuel.
By one.
And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Then he said to Jesse, are all your sons here? Jesse said, there is yet one, the youngest. He is tending the sheep. Samuel said to Jesse, send for him. For we will not sit down to eat until he is here.
And in the Bula book, it says, Samuel go talk story to Jesse, say, what, where are your boys? It's not all there, man. And then Jesse tell him, nah, get the young on the kolohe one, but he's still outside the field taking care of sheep. Samuel go tell Jesse, go get him. We're not going to sit on cow until the bugger come here.
Bring him.
Bring him. You know, here's a situation where the father, once again, in his fatherly mode, has presented what he thought would be the anointed one, but he's overlooked his youngest son because it's the youngest boy, probably the runt of the litter.
Yep.
He's out taking care of the sheep because, you know, he's the low man on the totem pole. Mm-hmm. You know, if he wasn't cleaning the bathrooms, he would be taking care of the sheep. So he's out taking care of the sheep, being a shepherd to the sheep.
Amen.
Protecting the sheep, leading the sheep,
yes.
chasing that one sheep that runs away,
yes, going after
but
the
bringing
one.
Them back. Yes. Getting bring the sheep back. That the lion took in his jaws and saved him and killed the lion. Getting the sheep back from the bear.
Ooh, killed
That's
the bear.
Right.
And killed the bear. Mm-hmm. But he was just a little boy.
He's been busy.
But he was a shepherd to the flock.
On
That's
the
why
job
he looked healthy.
Yeah.
And then this is where it gets in verse 12, Lynn, and 13.
It says, then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one.
Hallelujah.
So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah.
Wow, that's amazing. From that day on.
Yeah, he just knew it when he saw him.
Let me read the Amplified. It says, Jesse sent and brought him. David had a healthy reddish complexion and beautiful eyes, and was fine looking. The Lord said to Samuel, "Arise, anoint him. This is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers. Mm. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And Samuel arose and went to Ramah.
Oh.
You see, this is the wonderful thing right here. And we're at Pastor Kwan and Sister Lynn and myself were talking earlier. God anoints and appoints.
That's right. Yes.
Man can only confirm and affirm.
Yeah.
Man cannot anoint. Man cannot appoint because it's not of God. You see, all Samuel was doing was being obedient to the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And once the Spirit of the Lord was already with David. But you see, what happened here is David was confirmed and he was affirmed in front of his brothers, in front of his father, in front of those that had doubted him, in front of those that had talked behind his back, in front of those that never thought he would amount to anything, in front of those that said, he's just a shepherd boy,
he's too small.
In front of those that, get him up there just playing around, we're the big brothers, we know better, in front of those that said, he's not going to turn into much, he's always going to be watching the sheep.
He's just a shepherd boy.
You know, but it's with that spirit of excellence for that audience of one.
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, and when you do, whatever you do, my brothers and sisters, you might be mopping the floor in the facility that you're at right now.
Yeah.
Don't mop that floor for your guy on your left or your right in the front of the back. Don't mop it for that ACL.
Spirit of excellence.
Mop it for Jesus.
Amen.
Mop it as if you're mop it if you're mopping the floor for Jesus. Because you know
that's
what you are. Because God is in control of everything. And if you adopt the attitude of an audience of one and the spirit of excellence, I promise you the Lord will promote you.
Amen.
Because it's from your heart that you do that. It's the commitment you consciously make from your heart. It doesn't matter what's going around me. The chaos of the world will not upset the calmness in my heart that the Lord Jesus Christ has given me. So here you have a little boy, David. Now, does that mean he became king the next day? No, he waited many years.
That's right.
You could have your anointing right now. You could be appointed right now. But the Lord had you in a time of transition. He's preparing you.
He's preparing
you. Those years that David was in the field being the shepherd, he was learning how to be a mighty warrior for the Lord.
That's right.
Because everything that he did with the sheep, he had to apply later on in life.
That's right.
But if you don't have any experience, how do you get the wisdom?
Amen.
You don't get wisdom unless you go through some trials and tribulations.
Yes.
This is the same boy that went after the lion. That's my sheep. I'm going to get back my sheep. I want my sheep. Mount the lion and kill him. That's my sheep.
That's right.
See, that's the commitment.
He took ownership. Oh, yeah.
He took ownership. That's the commitment that a pastor has to his flock. When he gets that call at 11:30 p.m. at night, hey, my auntie, she's sick, Pastor. She's in ICU.
Please
can you go
pray.
See her?
Yeah.
No problem. I'm going up there right now. Without a doubt. And he's going to go there because that is the heart of the shepherd. That is the heart of the one that cares for the flock. See, the sheep will always know the voice of the shepherd. Sheep aren't really, it's funny, kind of funny, sheep aren't really smart animals. And the Bible always calls us sheep. But anyway.
That's right.
Now, that was a really bad joke.
Bad joke, bad.
But you see right here, my brothers and sisters, some of you right now, you think you're in a desert. You think you've been cast aside. No, God has set you aside. Society might have cast you aside, but God has set you aside for this time where he can refine you, where he can define you. Don't let your past define you. Let your past refine you, because you don't want to let your past punish your future.
That's right.
Because you become a monument to what has happened instead of being a testimony to what shall be in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We lift you up tonight right where you are. You can be sitting on the edge of your bunk looking up at the moon saying, really me? Really me? If you're still breathing, you've got a chance. God's not through with you. God's still working on you. But you have to be willing. You have to be compliant.
Yes.
You see, and we talked about this last week, my brothers and sisters.
Availability.
Sometimes we got to go through a correction to get a connection for the direction we should be going.
Hallelujah.
Just like smoky time. When your kids don't listen, what do you do? A couple cracks. Hey, come on. That's the correction. Then they connect with you and say, okay, I got to do this. Keep mom and dad happy. And then you're going to give them some direction. Next time they'll do this. Do it this way. Same thing happened now, but nobody can give you cracks. What you got is the adult timeout. It's called incarceration. So that's your correction right there. But while you're there, you have the opportunity, you have the choice, you have the free will for the connection with Jesus Christ himself. And then once you are in alignment for your assignment,
Thank you, Lord.
From the correction to the connection, you get the direction of where the Lord wants you to go.
Hallelujah.
You got to figure, you know, it's just like building one train track. If you only start 6 inches off when you begin, in a mile, that thing will buckle loose off the train track. because it's not in alignment. It's not perfectly aligned. It's only a little off. Oh, I believe God, but I don't believe God. No, if you believe in God, believe in God.
Believe. That's all it is, just to believe. You make some fascinating points there. To you, my brothers and sisters out there, our God is just a God that shapes and redoes things. But the goodness of God in his faithfulness, it doesn't matter how man or the traditions of men or all what has been appointed to you or set up for you.
Amen.
God's plan overrules everything.
God is still in control.
Bulla, can you do 12 to 13 in the Bulla book?
Sure.
Can do. Got to finish up.
Jesse, go call him. They go bring him over there. So David, he go look real healthy kind of his face. They all kind of get color inside. He get the kind handsome kind eyes, eh? And he was all kind good looking. And the Lord, Kelkua, said to Samuel, hey, get up, anoint him. This is the one. And then Samuel took the horn of oil, pour him all over David in the midst of his brothers and the father. And the spirit of Kelkua came mightily all one time. Upon David from that day forward. And then Samuel arose and he went on to Ramah.
Amen.
Oh, man.
Hallelujah.
He's the one.
You know, in front of the brothers, in front of your daughters, you know what? If you got some haters, tell them take a number. Tell them take a number. Use your haters as your elevator.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Use the hater as the escalator because, you know, all right, the crab in a bucket theory. Hey, you know how it is. Hey, one more for the boys. The boys only going to get you in trouble. That's why you're where you at. You got to stand on your own and stand with Jesus Christ. You got to build your house on the rock. Otherwise, when the storms come, what's going to happen? You're going to be all bosses again.
Amen.
But right before their eyes, right before the brothers, they could see the anointing of God is about to use not just their youngest, but to use one of their own.
Their bloodline.
Their bloodline.
Their Ohana.
Yeah, and they're about to step into a mighty supernatural move of God at that time.
Yes, a new season for that family.
Yeah, that's right. For the entire family. But all this, even you, my brothers and sisters out there, God has not just an appointed time, a destiny for you, moment. And just be patient as he's reconnecting. Yeah. Be patient as everything has to be connected.
He's refining you now.
He's rewriting your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He's erasing your history.
Yes.
And he's setting a course for you.
Yes, restoration.
Well, we believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
but
you know that the thing that God does, he forgives and forgets.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
We forgive. We don't forget. We think we forget, but in the heat of the battle, in the heat of the argument, who outcome the resento arrows
That's
firing
right.
away?
You remember when?
You said,
us,
you know,
Lord,
10 years
us,
ago,
Lord.
3 months and 4 days, you said I was fat. Yeah, but you said I was ugly 9 years ago, 3 months. Let it go.
Let God.
We had a pastor the other day give a message that said, let go and let's go. Let go and let's go. That means let go of the past and let's go together. Let's move forward together.
Amen.
And that's what we want to do. You know, we're so blessed to be with you, our brothers and sisters. We want to thank you for tuning in. A big shout out to Mark and Mary Benson and Danny Asau over at Honolulu Ford. Without their prayers and their support and their faith, this vision, this program would not be a reality. God bless them, Lord. We want to bless each and every one of you in abundance and your families. And if you're tired of being messed up, come get blessed up. Monday to Friday, 9:30 p.m. Remember, you're too stressed to be blessed. Now go get some rest.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.